Good afternoon, everybody. It's Sally Kalin here, relationship coach, healer, and mentor. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy, where we discuss everything from toxic relationships, breaking those patterns, stepping into your power, and attracting healthy, loving relationships. Today, I want to talk with you about the effects of not having a male role model growing up and how that can impact you and what you can do about it. This is a subject close to my heart as I was somebody that did not have a strong male role model growing up. My real father was an alcoholic and he was absent, and my mother remarried and he was a nice man, but I didn't have a close relationship with him. So I was essentially just doing my thing and not having that male at all. And for me, what happened was because I didn't have that male role model, and this happens to so many people, I began to seek out relationships very early on, trying to have that connection with a male. I was desperate. I wanted to feel loved. I wanted to feel wanted. I wanted to feel accepted. And so my way of doing that was to seek out relationships. And I wasn't even aware I was doing it, of course. I was so young, and we're never aware, right? But let's just talk a little bit about the effects of not having a father and what that can do to you as a person. First of all, the way our father relates to us gives us our first impression of how a man is supposed to treat a woman. We form those beliefs very early on. It is very obvious if you look at a woman that grows up in a family where her father is very loving, very supportive, very kind and warm. And then you look at a girl who grows up in a family where he's cold, distant, she doesn't have that male, then there are two people with completely different viewpoints of men right there, right at the beginning. That foundation is happening right there and then, all subconscious, but it's happening. There's also, of course, the father that doesn't leave the family home, but is either an alcoholic or just emotionally unavailable. And again, you form impressions about what a male is for you. We look to our males to bring us that support, that comfort. And nothing feels better than when we have that. And when we don't, like I said, we seek it out. And that is a very common theme that a lot of people do. They seek out relationships because they've got a hole in their soul in the form of a dad. And what they're seeking is that wound to be healed. It's not conscious, but that's what's happening. And that was my story. And today, I want to, for you, while I'm talking about this subject, if you are somebody that finds themselves in relationships looking to feel a certain something, where you're looking for a need to be fixed, as opposed to showing up saying, what can I give to this relationship, and feeling very whole and completed, you're actually showing up in your relationships with a need. You're feeling like you need something. I want you to reflect on your own life and ask yourself what your relationship is like with the male role model in your life as a kid. Did you have a close relationship with your father? What were your beliefs that you formed about relationships based on that early years of your life? Because the sad truth is, if we don't acknowledge these certain things that happen to us, they can literally live in the subconscious, and we can be playing out these patterns over and over again, wondering why we're not having these great relationships. And it's because we have a belief that we're not worthy, we're not good enough, that men don't give us the time of day. I know that was my belief. I wasn't worthy of a man's time. I wasn't worthy of a man's love, or all kinds of things. And I would end up in these relationships that replicated my very worst fears. So even though I was seeking this beautiful partner, believing I was seeking just someone that could love me, it was because of the need of a father lacking from my own life. And I wasn't close with my mother either. So I definitely had a sense of not feeling good, not feeling worthy. And I formed all these different beliefs, right? And through research, it has shown that women that come from families where they don't have a male role model, they can become promiscuous, they can start having sex younger, they can have self-esteem issues, they can have relationship traumas and battles and eating disorders. I mean, there's a variety of things that can come from this one particular aspect of our life, because this one aspect is a big aspect. But that's not to say if we are someone that has come from a fatherless childhood that we can't fix our life now and create something wonderful, wonderful for ourselves. And that's what I'm here to share with you as well. In if you can recognize that this may be you playing out, that you are someone that does have those issues, how can you overcome that now? If you find yourself in these toxic relationships, if you find yourself looking outside of yourself, what can you do? The first thing is to acknowledge the situation, acknowledge your life growing up, and be able to outwardly say, you know what? I didn't have that for myself. I didn't have that male role model. I never knew how a man was supposed to treat a woman. I never understood what that was because of XYZ. I'm acknowledging that was a program. That was a belief I took on. And to have that awareness is powerful in itself. To just reflect on your life and go, wow, I think I've been looking for something outside of myself to fill this void, because I didn't have that, and I would have wanted that. So that in itself is really powerful. You know, often we have these problems with our relationships, and they so stem from these relationships that we had or didn't have with our parents. So being able to pinpoint it and say, you know what, that's why I did that. For me wanting to date so young and find a male, I thought it was because my mother and I clashed, and I used to believe it was because I wanted to get away from her, because I just wanted to have a sense of belonging. And in a way it was, but I can see clearly now that what I was really seeking was the male. I just wanted to have that sense of belonging and to feel safe and nurtured. So have that awareness. The second thing that you can do is just get knowledgeable on this particular subject. Read books, go on the internet, and read about fatherless daughters or a father being absent from your life and how that impacts you. Or reach out to me and get as much information as you can on this particular subject, because knowledge is power. And when we can put all the pieces together, it does give us a sense of, wow, that makes sense now. I don't feel so scattered anymore. I can now understand why this happened and that happened. All right. So it's really important to get that knowledge about your situation and start putting those pieces together. The next thing that you can do, of course, is make a conscious decision that you are going to show up differently for your life. You're going to break the patterns that are keeping you locked into these bad relationships, or break the patterns that are keeping you settling into unhealthy relationships, because you're settling into some unhealthy relationships because of a wound that went in when you were really young, because of the stories you have since told yourself about that wound. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy enough. I'll never find a great guy. Why do men treat me bad anyway? So I might as well stick with this one. There's no good men out there. Or whatever you're telling yourself, make a conscious choice to break those programs, to catch yourself when you're saying something negative, to literally flip it and tell yourself the opposite. So if you're saying relationships are such hard work, relationships are easy, or I'll never find a great guy, my beautiful partner is waiting for me right now. To start thinking in new ways, to create a new mind, to create a new experience, because that's what has to happen to create the changes. We can sit here and we can talk about why we didn't have the fathers that we needed and wanted, because fathers play such an important role, and we can lament on that for a long time. It's important to talk about it though. Absolutely. That's why I'm talking about it now. It's important to acknowledge it. But then what do we do with this knowledge? We can turn it around and educate ourselves into empowering ourselves from our experiences, because we don't want our daughters to repeat that pattern. We don't want our sons to be in that situation. We want to empower our sons, our daughters, so we can use our experiences as catalysts of massive growth. And that's what we need to do when we are someone that has been in this situation where we grew up without that support. We have the responsibility to stand in our truth now and say, you know what, I am going to choose to use this in an empowering way. And that can be really helpful for your own healing as well, because you can literally help so many other people when you help yourself as well. And that's empowering, right? I know that's what I've done with my own life. For many years, I did feel like a victim, as in, I did own my story for sure. I own the choices I made, but I did keep going, thinking to myself, why couldn't I have had a better childhood? Why did I feel so disconnected from my family? I went down that route for a while, but in recent years, I have completely shifted into a whole new way of being and feeling. And it literally is, that was my truth. That was my childhood. That is what happened. But I am choosing now to forgive, let go, and create something that I want and take care of me now and be the father to myself, be the mother to myself and take care of that inner child. Because we can't change the past. We can't change what's happened, but we can change what we create for our future. And when we can do that, everyone wins, right? We don't want to keep repeating this pattern. So there's just some things to think about, guys. If you're someone that may feel that you have that situation, I'm here to tell you that you're not alone. Like, 1 in 3 women at some point will feel this experience. It is so rampant in our society. It's the same with boys growing up without their fathers. Males have a freaking duty, and there are great males in the world, don't get me wrong, but we need to talk about it more. We need to say, you know what, this is my truth. This is what happened because you weren't there, and speak our truth. My real father has died. He was an alcoholic. I didn't get that chance to say anything like that to him, but I certainly would have had he been alive now, because he wasn't even that old when he died, but his drink took him away, and that's what happens. So we now have a job to do for ourselves, and that is to love ourselves so freaking much the way they couldn't, and empower ourselves and forgive ourselves for beating ourselves up on the bad choices we've made, and forgive ourselves for accepting poor treatment from men and crumbs, and know that we were always doing our best, and a lot of our decisions came from that sad, fragile, wounded child within, because we didn't have what we needed growing up. And this isn't about blame either. You know, it kind of irritates me I even have to say that, because you always get the people saying, oh, we can't blame our parents. No, we are not blaming our parents. We are talking our truth. And this is something I am so passionate about, because for years and years and years, I didn't speak my truth because of that very reason. The people saying, oh, we can't always look at the parent. Hell, we have to also own our story, right, as well. And this isn't about blame. It's about, let's all speak up. And we want to have healthy relationships. We want to experience healthy love. But if you've got a foundation that is built on sand because of an absent father and poor quality love, then you're going to be freaking affected. And that's why, changing the subject slightly, but when I see memes that say things like, you've got no one to blame but yourself. If you haven't got the life you want, you're the only one that can change it, and all this stuff. And you know what I'm saying? Some of those memes that kind of, and I get it, right? But at the same time, when you have come from such a fractured freaking childhood, it's not that easy initially to get that, right? And that really irritates me sometimes when I see that. Just, you know, you're the only one that can change your life. Absolutely, right? But there's a way of doing it. We can all be guiding each other into our highest power and be in support for each other. So there's a quick chat today, guys. I was going to do it a bit longer, but I deleted the other podcast accidentally I did before this, which was so much longer and probably a lot better. And I've had to jump on and do another one. But I hope this still covers some of the aspects of your situation if you're struggling. And I hope it's been helpful. Please reach out to me, sallykalen.com on my website, sallykalen, K-A-L-E-N, on my Instagram, and ask me anything you want around this subject, because I'm here to talk more about this and any other subject you would like to discuss. And remember, you can change your future. Because this happened, it doesn't mean you have to create a future like your past. You have the power to transcend all the negative stories and that pattern and break those patterns. Because ultimately, that's what I'm all about, is dismantling the old programs that keep you stuck. I'm here to help you acknowledge what may have caused some of your struggle and your suffering and why you're in these toxic relationships, but I'm also about stepping into your power so you can have an incredible life. Signing off now, guys. Love you all, and I will be back soon.